Okay. Any question? What is the question?
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Unity.
Means what?
First of all, I need some help here with my English.
Because with all these different words we are using for this stuff, some of them, somehow they make sense to me more than the others. Unification, becoming united, coming together, all of these are translation to me. And they don't apply the real feeling of it. I talked about it with this, that unification, or I will bring the word. What do we mean? We mean mainly that the problem we're talking about in three books was what? What is our problem? The brain. Because we have the brain and something else. But as an animal, we're used to the brain and we're using the brain. And the brain here, in this subject, is the troublemaker. Is it or not? Right at the beginning, book one, first story, first paragraph was what? This brain is in love with the goldsmith. This brain loves the earthly values, which is the survival stuff, right? There we talked about it. Second book, which was the Book of Wisdom. Right at the beginning, he said, the enemy of the path is the ego, is the personality made by this. That ego is the problem that we are looking forward to be non-existent, fina, that last part, right? So, the brain is the problem, troublemaker, because is the first automatic director and controller. When it comes to the humanity, I don't want my brain to control me. I want me to control my brain. It's mine. I know it. I know where it is. This is a little bit different with those beautiful animals, the impala, okay? Or the donkey. What is their brain? They don't know. They just do it, right? None of them will say, what is here? They don't know even it is here. They are controlled. This is what life is. But me? Sorry, I'm not that animal. I have the personality, I have the meaning, the culture, which has nothing to do with the animal. And I know that this is my brain. And amazingly, I know how it works. I believe I told you. I read a book in Iran-American library. They have made a library over there. These games, cultural games they play. I found a book over there, How the Brain Works. And it was so interesting for me. So I wanted to know how this stuff is working that I'm thinking like this. That was the beginning of me approaching cybernetics and getting a PhD in cybernetics. Because the brain, we know how it works. We know it's like a computer. We know it's working with tick, tick, tick. We know that it will keep the things that will repeat. They will let go of the exceptions and all that. So it's mine, I want to be mine. But it doesn't let. So we finished all those three steps. We talked about how you volunteers should understand what love is and what love is not. The sweet stuff that I want is not love. The thing that I want extreme, it's not love. The thing that I will give myself is love. That I have no ego over there. I don't want anything. I don't have any condition. We talked about it, right? Okay. And in book three, we talked about how you could learn from different stuff and beware. We are at book four. Talking about what? That separation that this brain made. Look at your brain. Is dividing the universe to me and the rest. Now think about the galaxies we know. Then suddenly you will see how silly this is. Which is me and outside. There is no such a stuff here. If I was a monkey here, yes, it was me and rest of you. But I'm a human being. Means what? Am I separated from you? First of all, I'm human being. Means what? Means I'm not my form. I'm my essence. We talked about it, right? I'm not this body of me. I'm not my physical existence. I am my what? My spirit? My culture? My personality, all of this is humanity, and I learn it from you, and I have it with you. If there were no you, I couldn't have this culture. What is the culture? It's something we cultivate within us, right? And there is my meaning. We talked about it. This is my form. I exist. I'm an animal. But when you talk about my meaning, first you start to say, this is a teacher. Means what? This meaning of the teacher is not in the teacher. It's in the classroom and the students and activity, right? That's what it is. Our meaning is not inside. Our meaning is within we, humanity, culture, our understanding, right? That one, from these different words, the word that I prefer somehow is oneness. I don't know if in English it will make the same sense to me, because I translate it somehow. English is a foreign language to me. Oneness somehow brings in the essence of Tawhid. Does it to you? Because she's Arab and English, so she knows it differently. To me, Tawhid is translated to Persian. I try to understand it in Arabic and bring it all. So oneness, yes.
Tawhid is in Wahid.
Yeah, Wahid, yes. That's what it is. Because Tawhid is doing something. The real verb is one. Wahid. So oneness is what we are talking about. For me to really understand that somehow it's not that I am related to you, because everything is related to everything, isn't it? Everything is in the field of the gravity and electromagnetic of other stuff. This is how we know it. Even the earth is moving. Why? Because it relates to all these movements in our sun system and in our galaxy. We know that we are related. Oneness is something else. Is that I am a part of this we. My meaning is that. What is this? You know what is this? You call it what? This is a piece of gold, okay? It's a shape. Now what is it? It's a different stuff because it relates to me and I'm using it and it... Me? I am in we. If my meaning is there, the way I'm used with this we, I'm a part of that. So there is no separation or relation. There is oneness. we are all one. But does it mean that what?
Would it be right to say that I am one with you?
We say that, and it's very complicated. Poetically, Rumi would say repeatedly that you are one with God and you are not different. But listen, the point that when we say we are one, does it mean that we are the same? From the beginning, we said there is not the same stuff, right? Especially in we. We are one, but a lot of us, majority, are out of the real juice of this stuff, the essence, which is majority. There are some few people. We call them enlightened, we call them peer, we call them murad, or whatever. These exceptional people, the oneness is there. They know, first of all, because they know it. And by knowing it, I don't mean I explained it to you, now you know it, right? But do you really know this? No. I could surprise you in 10 minutes and ask you, you forgot about it. Okay, this is it, so what? The enlightened people, they feel it permanently. They don't forget about it. It's like, do you forget that you exist? That way they feel this uniqueness. This is how Rumi feels about Shams. He's not separated from him. We know that physically they have been separated all their life. They have been together for a very limited time, then they are separated. But we are talking about the presence of Shams in Rumi. We are talking about the presence of Rumi here. Where is Rumi? Who is Rumi? Really, who is Rumi? You cannot say he was, I don't know how you call it, 5'7" and he was this. No, Rumi is our teacher and is here. The real meaning of that fellow is here, right? He wrote this book to be here, and he's really here. And this is the only thing that he wanted, because he realized that this part of him is the meaning part, is the worthy part, and is the remaining part. My physical part has a time limit. Okay, we try to prolong it, but for how long? And is it important? Not really. Because I could... Let's talk about the length of the life. Is it so important? Let's talk about my favorite here. Do you remember the guy? Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. You know him? He lived only 37 years. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that?